is Joseph? Who is Joseph meant to be for us? Well, before we answer that, we have to ask, who are we? What is our deepest identity? And our deepest identity, if we've been baptized, is that we are members of the body of Christ. And so who Joseph is to Jesus, that's who he's supposed to be to us. And who was Joseph for Jesus? He was the man who taught God how to be a man. Of course, God, he has divine knowledge, perfect in all things, lacking in nothing. But when he took on humanity, he put himself under the care of one man and one woman, Joseph and Mary. Now, over the centuries of the church, Mary has been very rightly acknowledged as the greatest of all saints in her own category. She's the Immaculate One, right? The one through whom God entered into the world. But Joseph's right up there with her. Joseph was the man that God chose to be foster father to Jesus Christ himself. Now we, if we're members of that body, then we entrust ourselves to that same foster father. We say to him, and especially in these days when life is so difficult and we're scared and we just need a strong father, we go to him and we say, help us, protect us, guide us, teach us how to have trust in our heavenly father, who is the truest father that we will ever have. But just as God the Father gave us biological fathers that were meant to help us through the difficulties of this life, so he's given us a share in his own foster father, Joseph. There's a beautiful prayer called the Litany of Saint Joseph. And it's like any other litany where it has various titles for whoever we're praying to at that time. And the last few titles of Joseph find to be so fitting for this time that we're going through. Saint Joseph, pillar of families, pray for us. He's the pillar of families. And if there's a silver lining to this social distancing, people having to work from home, schools being shut down, even the churches not offering public services, if there's a silver lining to it, part of it may be that we have an opportunity to once again focus on our families, right? We don't have this rushing around from this school activity to sports, to this club, to this class. Instead, it's, ooh, we have to be home. We have to be together. I don't know if I want that. We pray to Joseph that he may be the pillar of our family, that he who was head of the holy family may teach our family to be holy. Comfort of the afflicted, pray for us. Gosh, the world, it's been a while since we've been this afflicted, worldwide, since all of us have had this shared worry. And so he's our comfort in the midst of this affliction. Hope of the sick, pray for us. How many among us now, even when we have just the sniffles, are thinking of the worst? How many have serious illnesses that right now can't be treated in an adequate way because of the scare with coronavirus? And then how many worldwide have this virus? We pray to the hope of the sick, that he may tend to them as he tended to his foster son, Jesus. Patron of the dying, pray for us. You know, Joseph is the patron of the dying. Why? Because he died in the arms of Jesus and Mary. He died surrounded by the two people that all of us should want to have close to us on our deathbed. There's this great tradition in the church of going to Joseph and asking him to pray to God for us to have a death like his, that we may be prepared for it, that we may realize that it's not the end of our existence, but the passing into that eternal existence for which we were made, that it may be this invitation into heaven by its king and queen, Jesus and Mary. We pray for all those who are dying in these days, all those who have died, We pray in a very special way for the repose of the soul of Father Simon's mother, Jan, for the consolation of his family. Terror of demons, pray for us. Joseph, one of his titles, in fact, I think probably my favorite title of him, is Terror of Demons. Why do we call him the Terror of Demons? Because he's a mere human being. And he wasn't even immaculately conceived. And yet, he has greater power than all of the demons that have ever lived because of his obedience to God's will. He was a righteous man who, though he didn't benefit from being immaculate like Mary, still was able to keep from sin. He was able to lead the Holy Family as a mere mortal. God himself put himself for 30 years under his obedience. That's why he's the terror of demons, and that's why when we feel tempted, discouraged, when we're being oppressed in various ways by the spirits that hate us and are the enemies of our salvation, we ask Joseph for help. They fear him because they had no mastery over him. And so we can go under his protection. And then finally, protector of the Holy Church, pray for us. Now this is one of his coolest titles as well. He's the protector of the universal church. And so you have different cities have different patron saints, different countries have different patron saints, different groups have different patron saints, like St. Florian, the patron saint of firefighters, or St. Michael the Archangel, the patron saint of police officers, and so on and so forth. Joseph is the patron of the universal church. Why? Because he was the one who took care of the head of the body. He was the one who took care of Jesus himself. And so if the church is the body of Christ, he should be the protector of that body as well. Right? Just think about it. That God the Father entrusted the most precious thing this world has ever seen in God incarnate, Jesus Christ, to Joseph. And it was down a very difficult and dangerous path, having to go into exile in Egypt, live there for some years, and then go and start fresh in Nazareth. Through every single difficulty and danger, Jesus had Joseph as a protector. May we have him as our protector as well.